Principles of forecasting. According to the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, forecasting is the business function that attempts to predict sales and use of products so they can be purchased or manufactured in appropriate quantities in advance. The purpose of forecasting is to engage in demand planning. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines demand planning as the process of combining statistical forecasting techniques and judgment to construct demand estimates for products or services, both high and low volume, lumpy and continuous, across the supply chain from the supplier's raw materials to the consumer's needs. Items can be aggregated by product family, geographical location, product life cycle, and so forth to determine an estimate of consumer demand for finished products, service parts, and services. Numerous forecasting models are tested and combined with judgment from marketing, sales, distributors, warehousing, service parts, and other functions. Actual sales and forecasts by various models and judgments are compared to determine the best integration of techniques and judgment to minimize forecast error. Everything in the supply network depends upon the number of customers that make purchases from the wholesaler, retailer, or direct sales/website offering your product, manufacturing, capacity, warehousing, transportation, location and type of retail outlets, amounts of raw material to extract, everything. If production outstrips demand, you suffer financial losses or worse. If orders exceed supply, your frustrated customers may go instead to your competitor. Forecasting demand is a necessary part of business planning. You have to have some guidelines when deciding how much product you're likely to sell and how much, therefore, you need to produce. Demand forecasting is forecasting the demand for a particular good, component, or service. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Even make-to-order business models need to have sufficient capacity and components prepared prior to receiving customer orders. A number of principles of forecasting follow that, if understood, help people know how to best conduct forecasting and how much to rely on the results. Forecasts should be based on demand rather than orders. Forecasting needs to be based on an estimate of actual demand rather than on customer orders, which can differ from actual demand in important ways. Customer orders are often the starting point for estimating demand, but they should not be the ending point. Orders from intermediate customers such as distribution centers, distributors, and retailers can include quantities ordered not due to actual demand, but instead due to other decisions, such as in anticipation of a shortage. Given stockouts, an estimation should be made of the sales that would have occurred if there had not been a stockout. Similarly, customer orders need to be modified to account for returns. Forecasts are almost always wrong. No matter how sophisticated the statistical technique, no matter how wise and experienced the experts, a forecast is at best an estimate of what may happen in the future if there are no surprises. Even if the sales force were able to pull every potential customer for a new product or service, there would be some degree of error in the forecast for individual selling or shipping locations. Circumstances and minds can change. For this reason, forecasts require regular review. Forecasting techniques should be reviewed if forecast errors grow too large. Forecast uncertainty is one potential contributor to the bullwhip effect, the observation that demand fluctuations at the retail level tend to be magnified in orders placed further up the supply chain. The more forecasts miss their target, the more orders vary, with that variation expanding up the supply chain. Conventional forecasting all too often assumes that each sales period should yield an increase of some arbitrary percentage of the volume from the prior year. But this is a business goal, not a forecast. The forecast needs to avoid bias by being data-driven rather than goal-driven. Forecasts should include an estimate of error. Just as opinion polls often specify a margin of error, for example, 40% favorable rating plus or minus 3%, demand forecasts should include an estimate of how large the forecast error is likely to be. Statistical analysis of the variability of demand around the average demand provides the basis for this error estimate. If your forecast error grows unacceptably large over time, you know that you need to either improve the forecasting process or arrange your supply chain to accommodate a large amount of uncertainty. Error estimates should also be given in terms of the monetary value of the error so that the errors with the most dollars at risk can be addressed first. Forecasts are more accurate for groups than for single items. Accuracy generally increases with the size of a product group, assuming that forecasts for each item in the group are as likely to be too high as too low. The low forecasts tend to balance out the high forecasts, at least in sizable groups. The general principle at work in these cases is risk pooling, taking individual risks and aggregating them into a pool. The overall risk for the pool tends to be less than the average of all the risks that flow into the pool. Risk pooling can also refer to centralization of inventory. For instance, a retailer will have better luck forecasting demand for all blue jeans than for loose-fit Levi brand jeans. A hospital will be better able to forecast numbers of surgeries than numbers of quadruple heart bypass procedures. In a similar fashion, a manufacturer can improve production forecasting accuracy by pooling the demand forecasts for all customers who order the same product, all wholesalers who order the same brand or style of blue jeans, for example. The manufacturer uses the improved forecast to its advantage if it can send large orders of the trousers to a distributor who serves multiple customers. Any errors on the low side for individual customers may balance errors on the high side for others, and they will all be drawing from the same supply. This is the other meaning of risk pooling. Forecasting at more detailed levels is still needed, but the detailed levels are reserved for the shorter-term forecasts. For example, an overall product family forecast may still require a mixed forecast later in the process. Mixed forecast, as defined by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, is a forecast of the proportion of products that will be sold within a given product family, or the proportion of options offered within a product line. Even though the appropriate level of units is forecasted for a given product line, an inaccurate mix forecast can create material shortages and inventory problems. Forecasting at more detailed levels for shorter-term forecasts is acceptable due to the principle to be discussed next. Forecasts for the near term are more accurate than for the long term. The further you extend a forecast into the future, the more likely that chance and change will derail your estimates. For similar reasons, lenders generally charge more interest for long-term loans than for short-term loans. While an item-level forecast would be very likely to have significant error if conducted for a long horizon, when a very short horizon is used, the potential for significant error is much lower. Forecast accuracy review against actual results also can be tied to an appropriate time horizon. Long-term forecasts are generally reviewed on an annual or a quarterly basis, medium-term forecasts on a monthly basis, and short-term forecasts on a weekly basis. In addition to regular reviews, taking steps to shorten the required lead time for items can shorten the forecasting horizon and thus improve the accuracy of forecasts.